Welcome to the Franklin Apprenticeships Automotive Podcast. Here we discuss the details about this unique opportunity for dislocated workers in Missouri. You know, this program gives you a great kickstart to a new career in the automotive industry, and that includes immediate full-time employment. Listen now to learn more and find out what steps you will need to take to enroll. State of Missouri and Franklin Apprenticeships have teamed up to create a new program, Automotive, focused on helping dislocated workers have a chance to jumpstart a new career, earn while they learn, gain credentials, and grow in-demand skills for future job security. For workers who are finding themselves suddenly faced with having to go through an interview process after many years, today we are going to chat about how to prepare for the interview and then move on to the do's and don'ts to help listeners ace the interview. And today we're joined by Scott Turnbaugh. Scott heads the Franklin Career Agents, who recruit and screen candidates. His team will be your ultimate resource for all information associated with the program. They match apprentices with employers and guide candidates with tips to help them understand how to not only get through the process, but how to nail the interview. Scott has 20 plus years of hands-on experience recruiting and developing applicants. We're also joined by Robin Ferguson. Robin is a 20-plus year veteran of the automotive industry and is instrumental in helping Franklin's automotive team connect with employers. As an ASE Education Foundation manager, Robin brings his years of experience to the Dislocated Worker Program as a representative of our training partner, ASE, ensuring the needs are met for both employers and potential apprentices. And Scott and Robin, how are you doing today?
Great, thank you.
Great, glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. So, Scott, your team works closely with Missouri's dislocated worker applicants. And lots of these folks have been in their jobs for a long time and have never really worked with recruiters or career agents. And can you explain to our listeners what you and your team are doing to help them?
Yes. So we are your advocate. When you are looking for your next career move, we are, as a recruiter, sort of a sports agent for you. We represent you to employers who want to hire. So we are on your side as far as getting you prepared for the interview, setting the table with the employer as to what your background looks like and what to expect when you show up for the interview. And we make that match. So you can think of it as us being your advocate or your sports agent.
That's great. Does a candidate have to pay for your services?
No. If anyone out there in the recruiting world is asking you to pay them to get you your next job, then that is probably, in my opinion, not ethical, and you should walk the other way.
That's great feedback right there. So in your role as Jerry Maguire, essentially, what recommendations do you have for players who have made the first cut, and what warm-ups should they do before the big interview?
Well, a couple of things to succeed in a typical interview. First of all, be on time. There's no quicker way to not get the job than to show up a couple of minutes late. Be comfortable with the technology. If you are coming on to a video interview, which is becoming more common, or some other form of technology is involved, make sure you have that downloaded and ready to go on time. The main piece of advice I give interviewees is have example stories from your career organized in your head that take about 90 seconds to tell. A good interviewer is going to ask you questions that start with, give me an example of a time when you did something. And if you have a great example story with a lot of detail, a lot of meat to the story, people are going to remember that story, that example. They don't remember general topics like, you know, I provided great customer service at my prior job. They want a good meaty story. So focus on that.
Great insights there. Thank you, Scott. And Robin, as an industry veteran, I'm sure you've been through this drill in the industry, but do you have anything else to add on what Scott was saying?
No, and Scott made a great point there with the story. Most of the people that are going to be applying for these positions own cars and drive their cars and probably have to have those cars serviced. One thing I'd recommend that they do is go to their whoever they have their car serviced with and ask if they have a few minutes to talk to them about the industry and tell them that they're going to an interview and, you know, what advice can they get, what's happening in the industry maybe that would be something that would help generate a story that they could use at the interview.
That's great. All great advice right here today. And so what are some of the things to not do during an employer interview? I guess some don'ts may sound odd, but I think it would be helpful to cover all bases and review some interview mishap basics. And what are some of the things that candidates should avoid when interviewing? And we'll start with Scott.
Well, be on time, as I mentioned. Have questions at the end. When the interviewer asks you if you have any questions, I would suggest that you pre-write 4 or 5 questions, have a notebook or something with you so that you don't forget your questions. So that shows a genuine interest in the job as well. If you are on a video interview, treat that like a regular interview. Dress appropriately. Be aware of what is in the background behind you in your home so that you make a great impression. And, you know, say thank you. Follow up. Send an email. Send a note to let people know that you appreciate their time. In these days of email and texting, it's amazing how few people take the time to send a genuine thank you when someone interviews them. And if you can do that, you're going to put yourself in the top 5% right there.
Excellent. Robin, any thoughts on that one?
You know, actually from experience with my students as a teacher going out and doing job interviews, one of the things that I get feedback on most often is that the guys come in and the candidate comes in and talks too long or too much. And rather than listening to what the employer is asking for, they quite frequently talk about themselves maybe rather than really hitting the topic they need. What the employer is looking for is someone that's interested in the job that maybe brings a little, any sort of experience, but they're really looking for that enthusiasm for a career in the field. I think that's probably the key.
That's great. And Robin, I'm sure you've witnessed some major interview killers in your 20 plus year career. Any insights there? Anything you've seen?
Just, you know, the things you don't say probably won't hurt you, but talking too much and, you know, bringing up questions that don't relate to the industry is going to ruin your chances.
Go to franklinapprenticeships.com to learn more about our Missouri Automotive program. Share, like, and follow us on all of our social media channels to hear more information and gather tips from our program experts. Hashtag changing the American workforce, unlocking opportunity for job seekers, employers, state agencies, and educators.